Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by manager Donna Smith for our weekly conversation. And AD, thank you for the time as always. It's been a bit of a tougher homestand, especially this week against Kannapolis, going up against a good team. You've been close in a few of these contests, but maybe what's the message for this group as they kind of try and persevere through a tough series of games here?
Just continue to stay consistent, continue to believe in themselves, and continue to keep working day in and day out. And it's going to show. It's going to collectively come together. It's just right now, it's just kind of bits and pieces, but you know, guys are learning, guys are improving, and guys are getting better. So just staying consistent and staying intentional about everything we do.
I know we talk about this a lot. We feel like this team could go on a run at any moment, but it kind of just feels like if they can get that one clutch win, come up in a bottom of the ninth situation, get that big hit to win a game, that might be the moment this team's looking for.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the energy is to stay consistent. Guys are still believing that we're going to get it done, and it shows by the resiliency of us coming back whenever we're down, just to want to. It's just now just putting it together, you know, from inning one throughout inning nine or seven, depending, you know, if we're playing.
It kind of just feels like you're in a stretch, too, where it's like one little mistake just proves to be the difference in a game, especially in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. Just one pivotal mistake in that fifth inning just proved to be the difference. So to your point, I just feel like playing a consistent game one through nine is really what this team is searching for here down the stretch.
100%. I mean, I totally agree. And that's why the intentionality of every pitch, every out, every inning matters. And that's the message we preach, you know, going to get the first one. Meaning going to get that first out of the inning, and it just kind of snowballs into a positive way in a positive inning. The positive inning turns into, you know, positive couple innings, and therefore we put together a whole game. So that's just a message.
And this feels like a pretty important time of the season too, or at least a notable one, because a lot of these guys playing in single A for the first time have already played more games this season than they have in years past, whether they came from high school, college, or in the FCL last year. And just kind of keeping that in mind, and also with the heat you've been dealing with here on this homestand too, it feels like this is an important time where taking care of your body feels like an extra important focal point.
100%. And we you know, like to manage your workload, but being more intentional with just the quality and, you know, not the quantity of the work, but still getting our work in and day out, because at this level, these guys need to work on certain things, and that's just been our focus.
It's been unfortunate. Some guys have been banged up here as we come up on the All-Star break, but a couple players have really, I think, stepped up in the absence of some, with Junior Ibar being one of them yesterday, hit a home run, had a really good doubleheader against Kannapolis. So what do you liked about Junior since he's come back here and really contributed right away?
Honestly, Junior's still been the same player. And obviously, we all go there, some ups and downs, but he's one that, you know, takes advantage of every opportunity he gets and shows up in game at opportune times. And is definitely one to keep an eye out for as he keeps moving the way he's playing.
Felix Amparo is another one playing multiple spots in the field, hitting the ball hard consistently, and really doing whatever this team needs. So it feels like he's been another guy that's really helped you guys out too.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's taken advantage of the opportunity he's been given, you know, coming back from the FCL and just hitting the ground running, and love to see it.
Adriander Mejia joined this team last week. He's a really third quality catcher, had a really good run in Florida before he got here, and now it's starting to feel like he's turning it on here at this level too. So what do you have liked about him since he joined the Shorebirds last week?
Such a presence behind the plate. It takes control, takes charge, calls a great game. It's great to have on the ball club, and I know the bat's going to come around, had a double the other night, but he's another one that's intentional about his work, wants to get better day in and day out, and just loves playing the game.
And then finally, two games left before the All-Star break. What do you want to see from this team to finish up the weekend going into the All-Star break?
One, healthy. Two, just continue to play and understand that, yes, this game is tough, but, you know, not let it get, you know, out of the realm of the things that we've been preaching, you know, the year. Staying intentional, love work, being consistent, and just continue to compete and believe in themselves.
Well, AD, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Mitch.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.